Hey, 妙芬。
Hey, hello, Brandon.
How are you?
还不错啊，今天礼拜一。
Yep, are you ready to talk philosophy?
对。
Right, and we're in a new place. Last time we were at Cafe Odeon, but this time we switched to...
文山咖啡。
文山咖啡厅。This is a nice place.
对，就在台大附近，女巫店的旁边有一家很不错的咖啡厅叫文山咖啡。
Right.
我们上次讲了Clearing the air, 哲学十分钟，让一整天都更轻松。
Today, I know people in the pandemic are worried and thinking more, and the pandemic seems to be getting worse. And I thought maybe we could talk a little bit today about Marcus Aurelius.
奥里略大帝 ,Marcus.、
Yes.
对，就是古罗马帝国时期的斯多亚皇帝。
Right, yeah,
he was one of the
philosophers who was actually an emperor, and he lived during a pretty bad plague, maybe as bad as the Black Plague.
在他那个时期大概是西元1160左右，一直到将近180，差不多15年那么长时间的大瘟疫。
Right, in the second century is a period, a long period, about 15 years when he was emperor, and he had to deal with people, some people say a quarter to a third of people died. So it was not as bad as today, but it was a similar kind of situation where they were really thinking about where these things come from and what they can do about it and what the meaning of it might be.
对，那个在历史上叫做安东尼大瘟疫。
Right, the Antonine Plague. So it's named after Marcus Aurelius. One of his names is Antoninus, so it's actually named after him.
对，所以其实叫安东尼大瘟疫也不是污名。
Right.
就像我们可能讲武汉肺炎、
right, right.
德国麻疹、
yeah.
德国蟑螂、
yeah.
就也不是一个污名。
Right.
但就让我们印象很深刻。在那个时候 ，Marcus 奥里略大帝有留下一些著作，就后面的人把它集结起来，好像
right, right.
那个著作我们现在把它叫做《沉思录》，英文叫做《Meditations》，但其实他原来的名称是他写给自己的日记，是吗
？Right. So we actually have a writing by Marcus called The Meditations, like you said, and.The actual title of it was something like For Myself or To Myself. So it's like a diary.、And he actually mentions the plague at one point in the diary. And some people think he may even have died of it. He died of a disease.
Oh, 他也是可能感染的当时的瘟疫。所以后来也是这样死的。可能是吧。但是当时瘟疫是怎么样的一种细菌或病毒其实目前并不是太清楚
Right, we don't really know. It might have been the measles or the mumps or something like that.
对，那个时候基本上他斯多葛的哲学有一个很有趣的哲学的用语 Logos.
Yeah, Logos is a really interesting idea. We know it from words like psychology. It's the logy part of sociology, criminology, right? Yeah, so it means something like to study. And we know it from the word logic. But it was actually a very, very complicated idea and really interesting to think about in this time because there was a sense that there was a meaning built into the universe.
所以在瘟疫流行的这样的混乱的时刻，那每个国家过去在古罗马帝国一样，都想尽办法用当时的医学药学的知识来帮助大部分的人，可是死亡还是高达了25%以上，几乎1/3的人得到了会死亡。那这有什么Logos 可言呢？就其实就觉得好像是一种不可逆的命运，对不对
？Yeah, it seems like if you think about the number of people that died, it seems hard to find any kind of meaning in that. But we could talk abstractly about Logos first as a kind of when we think of natural law today, we think of it in terms of, right, we think of it in terms of causation, right? We say, why does the rain fall? Why does the moon orbit the earth? That kind of thing. And when we talk about the causes, they're objective and they're
cause,
yeah, and they're impersonal, right?
就生病的人，他并不是自己做的什么事情错了，而是就是有一个原因，一个自然的原因，让他得到了这个病毒或是细菌的感染。
I wonder if 原因 is the right word for cause, because it can also have a sense of reason, right?
理由吗
？Yeah, so we can ask somebody.When they did something, what was their 原因 right? But we wouldn't... I guess... So logos has the sense of reason. Like when we ask a person why they do something, they give a reason that they did it. But logos also has a sense of cause. So where in contemporary language we split those. For Marcus, they were together. And it suggests that they saw the universe itself as...meaningful, as reasonable, that everything that happens in nature, we can make sense of. There's a place for everything and a reason for everything that happens.
也就是说 ,logos 这个字有原因也有理由、
yeah.
这两个意思。在古代这个 logos 其实是没有分开的。
Right, right,
把没有把原因跟理由分开。
Right.
那这也就是我们讲说一个事情发生既是原因然后我们也可以从里面去找它的意义、
yeah.
就是找它的理由找它的意义、
exactly. right. Yeah, so when we think of causes in nature today often we think of it as just, it just happens right? There's no reason for it like why did it rain today? Well, there's no reason we can say but in Marcus's timeThe rain is connected with the crops, and the crops are connected with life. So everything that happens, happens purposefully. And I think even today, people say that everything happens for a reason, meaning that if somebody gets cancer or there's a car accident, sometimes you can see that some good comes out of that.
Yeah.
And so they try to trace the causation to some sort of meaning in the universe.
Mm-hmm.除了这个原因跟理由这我们通常会把它当作好像外在的事情来想 Logos 还有一个意思是比较内在于人的思考思辨说话、
mm-hmm.
这个意思就好像是比如说 dialogue 或者是 discourse speech、
right.
speech 或者字、
right.
the word、
right.
那个字、
right.
英文也是这样讲的
Yeah, so we can, human beings, according to Marcus, are special because we can sort of tap into the logos through our reason. We're reasonable creatures, so we can use reason to live better lives and to become more in tune with the world. And there's an interesting aspect of this is that for Marcus, he also had a really interesting idea of...
中文说是自然
Yeah, I think it's translated often as kind of his sense of nature、
mm-hmm.
And it was the idea that the world is like an organism, a living organism、
mm-hmm.
And when we think of the world as just a bunch of causations it's not really alive, parts of it are alive but the、mm-hmm. world itself isn't aliveBut he thought of it, the way he thought of the world as the universe as a kind of organism, which helps understand why everything has a reason, right? Because if you think of the fingers on your hand, you're an organism, and those fingers have their place. The heart, what's the purpose of the heart? It's to pump blood, and the purpose of the lungs is to breathe.
对，就整个宇宙它的形成跟它的运作有一定的规则在。那每一个东西存在都有它的意义它的理由
right.
可以它把它那个部分做到最好
Right, so if you are a part of the universe
对我们每个人都是
We all have a meaning、
mm-hmm.
Right, So it's an interesting idea, and there's actually some, there's a saying now in America, it's a terrible saying.
Oh, 什么?
But it sort of relates to this idea, and some young people I've heard are calling the pandemic a boomer remover.
Mm.
Do you know what that means?
大概 boomer 是说战后二战之后的婴儿潮、
right.
现在大概是至少65岁以上
right.
70岁左右的
right.
这一代 remover 把他们移除掉
right.
所以 boomer remover
Yeah, so the doctors are saying that the disease the people most vulnerable to the disease are often old people、
mm.
and the way that young people seethe climate crisis is that it's caused by these old people and their material lifestyles,、
mm-hmm.
right? They could have been more environmentally aware. And they, in fact, they created the environmental movement.
就我们现在世界长的样子其实跟这一代 boomer 婴儿潮的人所做的事情有关。所以好像是一个共同制造的一个状况出现
I'll just sign off for both of us and we'll say goodbye from
下次再继续聊我们下次可能就可以继续谈这个 Logos 跟生命死亡的关系、
yeah. there's more to say so,
那下次见咯
Until next time
好
拜拜
拜